There may have been a wisp of dynasty building in the air around Washington this weekend, as for just the second time, the son of a president moved into the nation's highest office. Essayist Alex Van Oss has these thoughts on the merits of majesty.
Seriously. Really, seriously, wouldn't it be good to have a king or a queen or even a viscount in the White House? A sort of keeper of the Oval Office? Someone in regalia who knows how to sit up straight and keep a throne warm, or rather the executive office chair? It isn't such a crazy idea. Most other nations have or have had aristocracy at the helm somewhere along the line, and it almost happened to us. In the 1780s, a certain Colonel Louis Nicola wrote a letter to George Washington suggesting that he become our monarch. The general told him to banish the thought. But later on, Alexander Hamilton continued to argue the advantages of monarchies. There were even murky accounts of feelers being put out to sundry royals and even pretenders to thrones. The list includes one Prussian and one Brit. But who would be good now, in the 21st century? There are oodles of old Russian aristocrats still floating around, and there are descendants of King Zog, the last king of Albania. Since many Americans still tend to grovel and melt at the mere mention of the British House of Windsor, I'm wondering if Prince William would be interested in a little trial run, shall we say, at leadership. Queen Victoria is gone, alas, and so is King Sobhuza II of Swaziland, who ruled for a mere 61 years. But never mind, there are other royals all over the place, in Asia, Africa, and the South Pacific. And wouldn't it be great if they stepped forward for the job and wore their national tropical costumes here, saris and dhotis, turbans and flowing kaftans, sarongs and wraparound lava-lavas? We need that sort of sensible, loose garb here in Washington during the summers, because no one wears togas anymore. My personal choice for the White House would come from Pakistan, from the Swat River, a high-up person known as the Akhand. The Akhand was immortalized by Edward Lear, the British painter and composer of nonsense songs and limericks. In 1877, Lear began one of his most famous verses by asking, "Who, or why, or which, or what, is the Akhand of Swat?" To which the answer, just imagine it, could be, "The Akhand of Swat is the he or the she who's minding the White House in Washington, D.C." Final thought. Are there any American royals? Well, yes. There's always Elvis, and Elvis, of course, lives. People see him all the time. Elvis, you out there, boy?